News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN. It is now time for the Lawrence Business Magazine Show. And here's your host, Anne Frame Herzog.
Thank you, John. Each week we have in-depth conversations to explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. And today I'm pleased to have Stephen Prue, who's the Executive Assistant to the President at Haskell Indian Nations University. So thank you for being here today, Stephen. Well, Steve, as I know you.
Yes, and thank you so much. And on behalf of our president, Mr. Chris Redman, he sends his greetings not only to you, but also to our listeners in Lawrence.
Well, thank you. I know he's up having a meeting up at KU, and we can talk a little bit about that, kind of what your that area, what he's talking about with your relationship up there with KU. But I want to talk a little bit about your history. Kind of your background, how you, kind of your background, how you came to Lawrence, how you became part of Haskell University.
Well, Anne, I came to Lawrence in 1992. It doesn't seem like it's been 21 years, but it has.
Wow.
I was the pastor of a church in Lawrence for a time, and that's what brought me to this community ministry. I've been involved in ministry for many, many years. Mm-hmm. I'm still currently a lay minister, and so I came to the community, was involved here. Eventually, through that process, I decided to go to Haskell and complete my business administration degree, which I did, graduating from Haskell. Went on to work for the Department of Agriculture for 12 years as a management analyst. And then as things turn out, an opportunity to go back, what I always said, go back home. To Haskell, and took the job that I'm the position I'm currently in, and I've been very glad I've done that, because I just love engaging with the students and see them be successful and encourage them. I always call myself the encourager, because I almost stop every student that comes by. How you doing? Is everything going all right? How's the dorm? So you know, it's. For me, it's been a wonderful, wonderful opportunity.
How long have you been with the president's office?
3 years.
3 years.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Well, if anybody knows Stephen, I met Stephen when you were in Leadership Lawrence last year. And he definitely, when he asks those questions, you don't ask them lightly. He actually really wants to know how you're doing.
Absolutely.
Which is, he engages people very, very comfortably. So that's always a great, when you're asking people questions, people actually listening to the answers.
Well, we were a part of the best Leadership
That's
Lawrence
true.
Class of them all,
That's
I have
very
to say.
True. Well, I want to talk, but you also, obviously, to go to Haskell, you have to be a Native American. So so what is your Native American heritage, and how did that, you know, and then tell us how that, with Haskell, the kind of, who Haskell serves.
Sure. I was born in Rapid City, South Dakota. Mm-hmm. I'm a member of the Rosebud Sioux tribe of Rosebud, South Dakota. Our name for ourselves is Sichangu Lakota. I lived
Sichangu?
In Sichangu. It means burnt thigh.
Oh, yeah?
And so I'm part of what we would be the Sichangu Oyate, the burnt thigh mm-hmm. people. At the age of 5, we moved to Richmond, Kansas. My mother and father met after the Second World War. My dad was a sniper in the United States Army.
Wow.
And was finishing his tour of duty at Fort Leavenworth at the military prison. He was a guard there.
Uh-huh.
And my mother worked at the munitions plant in DeSoto, Kansas. She's originally from Richmond, Kansas, which is about 50 miles south of Lawrence. And they met, and of course, after the war and ended up working in the same place, and then, you know, the rest of the story is, fell in love, got married, moved back to South Dakota, and here I am today. So my background, my native background on my dad's side is Rosebud Sioux. My mother is of German descent, so
okay.
I'm German Lakota.
Well, that's fascinating. So, the munitions plant out in DeSoto, I've driven by that old, the place, it's very kind of a very interesting kind of ghosty place out there south of town there. Got that by that on one of the detours they had off of K-10 a couple of times. So kind of an interesting place. Now, when you came to Haskell, they serve, and this is what I find fascinating, how diverse a group, because you guys are one of the are the largest Native American university. Is that correct? In a full university that serves a certain, I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Right.
Give us some stats here.
A little information about Haskell and tribal colleges.
Uh-huh.
Haskell is one of two tribal colleges that is that are federally funded and federally controlled.
Okay.
Haskell Indian Nations University and Southwest Indian Polytechnical Institute in Albuquerque, New Mexico are both federal institutions. In addition to that, there are also 37 tribal colleges, which are chartered by their tribes in different locations around the country. Some of them, I believe the Oglala Lakota College in South Dakota has a higher enrollment. But Haskell, of course, is the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
We are the grandfather, so to speak, of tribal colleges. We came to be in 1884.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that, because Haskell actually has kind of a checkered past to a certain extent, because it was actually formed assimilation reasons, right? Wasn't that why they're trying to assimilate the Native Americans into culture and basically erase Native American culture?
Correct. Haskell, when it was founded in 1884, was the United States Indian Industrial School. Its purpose, of course, at that time, was the assimilation of young children into what we would call today the dominant culture.
Mm-hmm.
The practice at that time was to forbid these young students, some of them as young as six, they had to learn English. If they didn't know English, they could not speak their native language. Native practices were forbidden. Native dress was forbidden. It was more of a what we would look back at and think as a military school.
Mm-hmm.
Students performed chores. They learned what would be service-based task. They learned to be farmers, carpenters, masons. Young women learned domestic skills, of course, would be sewing and mm-hmm. food preparation and that sort of thing. And when Haskell began, that was a difficult time for these students, because mm-hmm. You could only imagine if your child was taken from the home at the age of six. Now, some parents, of course, sent their children to Haskell. Other agencies required these students to come here, and the parents weren't necessarily on board with that. But it was a time, you have to remember, it was a time when Native Americans were, and their affairs were still managed under what was called the War Department mm-hmm. at that time. So these students were sent here to change them. And, of course, unfortunately, that's the effect that it had on many. But
but now the universe. I mean, so that's how it started. But it evolved over the years, and now Haskell's such a celebration of Native American culture, which is great. So how did that? What was kind of the key timeline that kind of changed and evolved to the kind of the university where you really are celebrating culture?
Well, we like to mark the installation of the first Native American superintendent at Haskell, Dr. Henry Rocloud, who's Winnebago mm-hmm. from Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
He was a student at Haskell, left Haskell, went on, pursued higher education, got a PhD, which in the 1800s, that would have probably been unheard of.
Right.
But in the 1930s, it was something that was beginning to happen. And when Dr. Rocloud came to Haskell, he began to change those old practices.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that repression of culture and language and expression of who we were as Native people in our distinct and individual tribes, Dr. Rocloud wanted to bring that back, and the process then began. And mm-hmm. over time, what you saw was students would go to Haskell, get their education there, and they'd want to work there, because mm-hmm. the Native folks working there supporting our Native students was an ideal fit.
Yeah.
And over time, with such laws as Indian preference laws in mm-hmm. hiring, that opportunity expand for Native Americans to work at Haskell and support our Native students.
Well, I just think it's fascinating, especially in this, as we were talking before this show, that, you know, when we're talking with Martin Luther King Day and this mm-hmm. week, and kind of the celebration of the kind of cultural diversity that and acceptance and kind of how things have changed and people now, you know, prejudices and stuff, not that they don't exist, but are certainly being more exposed, and hopefully, you know, people, as we say, you know, everybody's, you know, free, you know, equal rights and stuff. So I think one of the things we were talking to is how your students and how many when I hear about Haskell, I think when I first started learning about Haskell, just how many, it's like you don't have one heritage, and that's why I want to talk a little bit about how many different tribes you guys serve, how many your students, and how far reaching is this?
Sure, I'll give you some numbers on our recent enrollment. Mm-hmm. Each semester we're somewhere between 800 and 900 students. Mm-hmm. Those students can represent between 130 and 140 different Native American tribes.
Wow.
Now, one of the requirements for enrollment at Haskell is that you must be an enrolled member of a federally recognized tribe.
Okay.
There are 566 federally recognized tribes and Alaska Natives in the United States of America. So a large number of those students come from last semester, our students represented 40 states, including Alaska. We have a large number of Alaska students that come down to Haskell. It's probably the warm weather.
Yeah. they actually come for the weather.
But as you can see, just uh-huh. from those numbers, mm-hmm. 140 different tribes. The two main tribes who enroll at Haskell are the Navajo Nation mm-hmm. and the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma.
Okay.
Those are the two largest tribes represented in our student body. But we have tribes, Creek Nation, of course, locally here, the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation at Mayetta, mm-hmm. Kansas, and the Mississippi Band of Choctaw Indians is a large group of nations that are represented at Haskell. In addition to many of the different Sioux, Lakota, and Dakota nations from North and South Dakota. But that diversity, we have students that come to Haskell every semester, and I've never heard of their tribes. I just have to be honest. I'll ask students because I cannot know about our students. I have to ask them, mm-hmm. where are you from? What tribe are you from? Uh-huh. Tell me a little bit about yourself, because I'm so interested in knowing about these students, where they come from. And I'm surprised we have Native students from California, the tribes in California, and of course, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, all these states mm-hmm. where the Native population is, those students are coming to Haskell. And a fantastic thing about the students that come here is some come from a traditional background. Mm-hmm. And when we say someone is of a traditional background, they remain in their culture. They speak their language speak their language to some extent, practice their cultural religious practices and other cultural practices, and are still associated with their homeland or that area that their people come from.
Mm-hmm.
We have, of course, many other students who come from a more urban background. They come from Los Angeles, California, mm-hmm. New York City, Rhode Island. It's always fascinating to me the diverse population of students that we have and where they come from. Students come mm-hmm. come to Haskell not only for an education, but they come for the cultural experience and to identify and learn in some cases about their culture, and mm-hmm. it's an enrichment process for them.
Yeah, that's what I find fascinating when you have all this diversity. So you have this diversity of cultural backgrounds and heritage with all the different tribes. Then you have just the logistics of people being rural or urban, you know, that sort of diversity. And then, as we were talking about before the show, too, people coming from a very cultural, you know, background and rich Native American history, coming here kind of for the education, kind of to widen their horizons. And whereas other people are coming from a New York City or background, coming here to get actually learn and grow and find out more about their heritage. So it's you guys are feeling a lot of different modes there. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, we certainly are, and it makes it a wonderful and an interesting place to work.
I bet.
Our students are wonderful. I have to tell you, walking across campus, our students, by and large, are the most respectful group of young people. I am so proud of them, I have to admit. And I know Mr. Redmond would echo that, the quality of our students and how they demonstrate their respect for their elders and respect for one another on the campus. It just makes it great. So
that is great. Well, and I want to, when we come back, I want to talk about the kind of how, because Haskell has a unique kind of model too with regards to how you guys are funded and how you work, how your economics work, and how you recruit students.
Yes.
And so when we come back, let's talk about that here in a few minutes.
Right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Mostly sunny skies, 28 this afternoon. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy, 21 tonight. Sunny up to 47 tomorrow, 18 tomorrow night. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 35. Saturday night, chance of rain or freezing rain, low 29. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
This is Becky Taylor at Laird Noller Collision Repair Center. Nobody wants to have a wreck, but if you do, come see us at 814 West 23rd Street, Lawrence, Kansas.
The Boys and Girls Club of Lawrence, Kansas invites you to the 2013 Youth of the Year celebration. An evening of inspiration is February 6th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Lead Center here in Lawrence. The night will feature Coach Charlie Weiss and National Youth of the Year Trey Dudley. Attend the Boys and Girls Club of Lawrence's Youth of the Year event Wednesday, February 6th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Lead Center. Investing in a great future. The Boys and Girls Club of Lawrence, Kansas.
Do you have spaces in your home where...
Oh, ow, my toe!
What happened?
I stubbed my toe!
Well, turn the light on!
It is on!
You could use a lighting upgrade. It's time to see the pros at ES Lighting. With a huge selection and the latest in lighting technology, their experienced staff will help you find the light of your life. ES Lighting also has a great selection of lamps, shades, ceiling fans, and door and bath hardware. Stop in at 724 Connecticut in Lawrence. Click in at eslightingshop.com. Lighting the way since 1964.
Stoneback Appliance, your Whirlpool dealer, is your headquarters for all your appliance needs. Does your refrigerator sound like this? No need to panic. Call Stoneback Appliance to have a professional, factory-trained, certified service technician come to your rescue. Don't trust your appliances to just any service person. Call or stop by Stoneback Appliance for all your service and repair needs. Support your local community. Stoneback Appliance, 925 Iowa, in the Hillcrest Shopping Center, your Whirlpool dealer.
Pizza Shuttle always has the best deals on hot and fresh tasty pizza in Lawrence. When you need to satisfy your hunger with the classic taste and affordability of Pizza Shuttle, call now and get a threefer. Three one-topping pizzas and three drinks for only $14.75. Or a twofer. Two two-topping pizzas and two drinks for only $11.25. Or the Big Fur, which is two 14-inch pizzas hot and fresh and tasty for only $13.50.
Call 8-4-2-1-2-1-2. Call us now, Pizza Shuttle.
This is Maylee Wilkins of People's Bank. Henry Ford once said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. At People's, we're always optimistic and we hope you are too. But regardless of your slant on life, we hope 2013 brings you great things. We've got big plans that include Shredfest 2013, expanding on our People's Partnership Program, which in the past has included the Lawrence Public Schools, Headquarters, and Van Gogh, and many more exciting things. It's all part of a commitment called People's Helping People. It's about helping you reach your financial goals and helping our community become a better place in which to live. You'll be hearing and seeing much more about People's Helping People as the year unfolds. We also know there are lots of places to bank in Lawrence, but there's only one place that delivers banking unusual service every time. People's Bank, 6th and Wakarusa, 23rd and Harper, and 31st in Iowa. Or check us out on the web at bankingunusual.com or bank via our People's Bank mobile app. People's, member FDIC.
When she didn't answer the door, he went around the back and kicked open their back door.
Deadly home invasion in a part of the state that's relatively quiet.
We hear it in the news every night, but what can a woman do to protect herself? Introducing She's a Pistol, a woman-owned personal protection and self-defense training company right here in Shawnee. Learn the correct way to protect yourself and the ones you care about. She's a Pistol, with a full line of firearms, personal protection items, and the trained staff to teach you and match you to your personal protection needs. She's a Pistol is here for you. Call 866-998-5223.
The news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Continuing with the Lawrence Business Magazine show, and once again, here's your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Thanks. I'm here with Stephen Prue, the Executive Assistant to the President of Haskell Indian Nations University. Before we left, we were talking about the students and how you have this diverse culture and all these the different tribes you serve. Let's talk now a little bit about the actual kind of the business, kind of the business of Haskell, because you guys are actually a government agency. You're run by the government, and you have a different financial model than, say, KU and other colleges. So let's talk a little bit about that. I think it's interesting.
The university is under the Bureau of Indian Education, mm-hmm. which is a part of the Bureau of Indian Affairs Department of Interior. And the employees at Haskell Indian Nations University, including myself, are federal employees. And we are, of course, being federal, governed by the regulations and the rules that are established for doing business out on commerce by those federal regulations.
Well, one of the things that having worked with Haskell on a couple of things, it is different working with you guys because you're as a federal thing. You are like a KU. They have a fund. They can go out and they can fundraise and things like that. You guys really can't do that the same way at all.
No, we can't. We mm-hmm. can't lobby and we can't fundraise as mm-hmm. federal employees.
Right.
And that can be difficult at times, mm-hmm. but. Our appropriations, the money that Haskell receives from the federal government is an appropriation from Congress,
mm-hmm.
and it's about $13.8 million for our program side and our facility side.
So that runs the programs and facilities and stuff, and then your students, you corrected me when I said tuition. You guys don't have tuition. How do the students the students pay for the education they receive, how is that funded? And then how do you recruit these students?
Well, Haskell exists in partial fulfillment of trust responsibilities mm-hmm. And that the United States of America has with its Native American tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And by virtue of that trust responsibility, Haskell, along with our sister school, SIPI, down in Albuquerque, we do not charge our students tuition, but they are charged a fee. On-campus students who live in housing and have food service available to them are charged $215 a semester. Off-campus students are $115 a semester.
Wow.
That's what most people say. Wow.
I know that you get this funding. So that takes care of their education. Obviously, these students have other needs.
Have other needs, of course, and they are eligible mm-hmm. to apply for Pell Grants mm-hmm. at any school. In addition, many of the students receive tribal awards or scholarships from their mm-hmm. tribes, and of course, Pell and scholarships mm-hmm. in almost all cases is based on financial need.
Mm-hmm.
There are some scholarships that are based on merit. Those scholarships, the main one I think of that comes to mind is the American Indian College Fund
okay.
in Denver, Colorado. They provide need-based scholarships to our students too. So mm-hmm. Students apply to the American Indian College Fund. It gets to be real hectic sometimes. Students are going, how do I apply?
Sure.
They need to know, and it's an online application. And then, of course, those who are found to be qualified to receive a scholarship, a lot of our students receive some financial assistance mm-hmm. there through that program. So,
Yeah, because one of the things I heard when working with Josh Arce, I've worked with him some, he talks about just the that you have these students and you have all these students coming from different tribes and how they have different ways of filling out forms, right. And you have different technologies and stuff like that. So it can be a little crazy at times with trying to get all these things.
It can certainly be a challenge for our business office and our financial aid office because of the difference that are required. Some agencies, tribes will send an individual check to the student. Others will lump all the money for all their students into one check. And then, of course, then we have to divide that
sort
down
all out,
and
yeah.
write other checks. And but that's just part of doing business in the business department there, taking care of our students.
That's good. Because it's a little bit, because I think one of the things, too, is we were talking about, because your students do, because they're coming from such diverse backgrounds, that you are, in many ways, this is kind of their first real-world experience. So you're really kind of helping, you're bringing right. these kids to a different kind of bridge for them as they kind of go out into the world, but you're trying to also make sure you protect them protect their heritage, which is, I think, an awesome responsibility that you guys have there.
Well, we take it very seriously, and it's no small challenge, but we see the benefit that comes from that by being able to train and educate our future professionals in Indian country, you know.
So you have these students here. Let's talk about some of the different programs you have at Haskell for training, and then also we can talk about some of your athletics because we were talking about your cross-country team and stuff.
Sure.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the programs and stuff that you have up there at Haskell.
Yes. Well, I'll start with the first bachelor's degree that was established at Haskell was the School of Education, okay. Our elementary ed program, K-6.
Okay.
That was our first program. It's a strong program. We're actually working on NCATE accreditation now, which is a national accreditation for that school. Tremendous leg up for our students. You know, it's about being marketable with these degrees, and that's the important thing is you know, being able to take that degree, that area of study and passion that a student has, if it's elementary education, taking it back to your home area or wherever you take that degree and being able to market it. We also have the business administration degree with different emphasis in those programs, American Indian Studies program, and also the environmental science program at Haskell. Mm-hmm. Those are the four bachelor's degree programs that we have, and then we have a number of associate's degrees, para education, environmental science, business, HSES, which is health, sports, and exercise science degrees.
Okay. Yeah. Well, those are so trying to really make sure that when their students leave Haskell, Dr. Mendipundi up here talking about the school of school education, really making sure that when they leave Haskell that they have marketable skills that they can go back and they can take what they've learned and grown and really be able to become part of the, you know, community and be able to really give back to their community or wherever they choose to live,
right.
Which is pretty. Now, let's talk so you also have talk a little bit about your athletic programs because I know your cross-country team did really well this last year.
It did. We were very proud of them. We had athletes go to Vancouver for the Nationals.
That's pretty exciting.
Now, they didn't win, but we did win our conference. The ladies' cross-country team won our conference, which was fantastic. It was hosted at Haskell. And you know that some of the events that many of the events we have at Haskell, of course, we're speaking to the business community today, but we bring in hundreds of athletes for an event like the cross country meet.
Great,
bringing hotel
definitely.
Rooms and of course all kinds of things to the community and helping the economy.
And I want to talk about because you guys have some pretty interesting events up there culturally, your art fair and things like that. Let's talk about some of these events because how they generate revenue for the community, right, but also for Haskell and just the awareness of what you guys do up at Haskell. Let's talk about some of those things.
Well, let's start with the Indian Art Market.
Yeah.
Because it goes back many, many years. It's not just a local event. It's a regional event. You know, folks will come. I think last fall, we estimated 20,000 attendees to the Indian Art Market. And folks are coming from a broad area, Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, to attend this event. And then, of course, here in Kansas, a lot of folks from the metropolitan Kansas City area come to this event because we have artisans, native artisans, and it's strictly native artisans. They're the only ones at this event and selling their particular art or whatever it is they're offering, anything from music to drums to flutes to paintings to sculpture to jewelry, just very broad. And in addition to that event, we always have such as our Haskell Intertribal Cultural Club, which is a group of students. Mm-hmm. They will dance, do demonstration dancing. There'll be storytelling that goes on, which is a great outreach that we have to the community, teaching them about our native culture, who we are. We haven't gone away. We are still here, and we are still celebrating who we are. So, you know, in addition to that economic benefit that you see from a big event like that, it's also culturally enriching.
Now that happens, that's in the fall every year,
It's in the fall after school has started.
Right,
again.
In September.
September, usually? Yes.
You don't have, well,
I don't have next year's date.
No, but they can always go to, well, that you always have that in the paper, but also the Haskell.edu website will always have those dates of upcoming the art fair and things.
Right.
Now you have some other event, though. Now, do you have something, anything in the springtime?
We do. One of the big events in the springtime for us, it is the biggest event we have, is, of course, our commencement.
Mm-hmm.
And in conjunction with commencement is the commencement powwow. And dancers and folks will come in from all over the country. There's competition going on, of course. Those of us in Indian country know about powwows, and we know about the competition that goes on at powwows, the dancing that goes on. There's prize money involved.
So when you say
that,
the competition, I don't, I'm not, what is the competition that goes on in a powwow?
Well, between the different styles of dancing, men and women, you know, fancy jingle dress, fancy dancing, traditional, the different forms of dancing. And then, of course, there are men and women, and they compete against each other. And there are judges who determine, you know, the winner.
That's
and
great.
And if our listeners have never been to a powwow at Haskell, I am inviting you out right now. It is open to the public. We want you to come out and experience that, because if you've never been to a powwow, it is a wonderful event, and you'll have a greater appreciation for native culture after just being a part of that. It is it's a time for us as Native people to get together and share our culture and our heritage. And it isn't just limited to, you know, competition dancing either, to powwow. I always get out there and
you don't compete?
No, I don't compete. That wouldn't be a pretty picture.
But now, so that happens along with commencement in early May, is that correct?
Early May. The Haskell commencement this year is May the 10th. So that evening will be a powwow, and then on Saturday there'll be a powwow again.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and it's located at the Haskell Powwow Grounds.
Okay. Well, that we will follow up here in a minute. I want to talk to you then, but I want to explore you guys' relationship with KU, and that's what you said is President Redmond's up there at KU talking a little bit about your, because you, that's one of the things you're able to do with your students is give them, expand what they do. So I definitely want to talk about that when we come back.
Right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Trader, the
money saver.
Now take up to 36 months to pay at Jennings Floor Trader. No interest, no fee. Save hundreds with our low price guarantee, warehouse discounts on all. Yes, all carpet, hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, or wood laminate floors. With special 36-month financing.
With approved credit, see store for details.
DIY or save with our professional installer direct service. Now at Jennings Floor Trader, 3000 Iowa in Lawrence.
Floor Trader, the money saver.
January is Central Time, and this month, Central National Bank is once again giving you 10 cents cash back each time you use your Central National Bank debit card. That's 10 cents cash back per swipe deposited into your account, a dime at a time. It's money for life, for the way you make purchases today. From Central National Bank.
Central National Bank, money for life.
Member FDIC in your hometown since 1884.
Lawrence Memorial Hospital Therapy Services introduces sports performance training. Athletes are trained by qualified performance coaches that are certified strength and conditioning specialists. Exclusively at LMH, each athlete is individually assessed by a sports physical therapist. The athlete receives a comprehensive screening and analysis. Be the best athlete you can be with the help of the brand new sports enhancement facility at LMH. Training goals and advice regarding injury prevention will be provided to the athlete as part of the assessment. Go to lmh.org today and be the best you can be.
Do you have spaces in your home where...
Oh, ow, my toe!
What happened?
I stubbed my toe!
Well, turn the light on!
It is on!
You could use a lighting upgrade. It's time to see the pros at ES Lighting. With a huge selection and the latest in lighting technology, their experienced staff will help you find the light of your life. ES Lighting also has a great selection of lamps, shades, ceiling fans, and door and bath hardware. Stop in at 724 Connecticut in Lawrence. Click in at eslightingshop.com. Lighting the way since 1964.
I'm a car dealer who's feeling blue. I have too many cars and don't know what to do. If you're willing to put down a dollar or two, my misfortune can be a bonus for you. Hey, Lonnie Blackburn here from Academy Cars. I'm going loony. Last month, I took too many trades and now I've got cars in spades. Plus, additional cars are being delivered daily. I have no idea where to put them and I need your help. That means 22 cars must go this week. So if you've got the desire to drive a nicer, newer car and $2, you're in luck. Drive a 2011 Nissan Altima, just $187 per month. It's my new year, blue year, drive for two here, sale. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. My For the People credit approval process can help you drive away today. Even if it takes some rhyming and reasoning with the banks to get it done. My lot is full and that's no bull. $2 down is all you'll pay to drive a nicer, newer car today. I'm Lonnie Blackburn and I'm a dealer for the people. In lovely Lawrence, Kansas. Online, academycars.com or call me at 785-841-0102, Academy Cars.
Stock number 5049, 2011 Nissan Altima. Requires bank approval, $187 a month, 2.99% for 75 months.
Pizza Shuttle always has the best deals on hot and fresh tasty pizza in Lawrence. When you need to satisfy your hunger with the classic taste and affordability of Pizza Shuttle, call now and get a threefer. Three one-topping pizzas and three drinks for only $14.75. Or a twofer. Two two-topping pizzas and two drinks for only $11.25. Or the Big Fur, which is two 14-inch pizzas hot and fresh and tasty for only $13.50.
Call 842-1212. Call us now, Pizza Shuttle.
The news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Continuing with the Lawrence Business Magazine show, once again, Anne Frame Herzog.
I'm joined by Stephen Prue here today, the executive assistant to the president at Haskell Indian Nations University. And I just want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at our local Hy-Vees, the Merck, and other convenient merchants around town. And you can pick up a copy of the Business Magazine in front of Milton's and the Eldridge downtown in our outdoor boxes. It's also available online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. And you can like us on Facebook, where you can find out updates and information on the radio show and magazine. We love to get your comments and questions, but in our effort to encourage an open dialogue, we ask that you put your name on it. So get the magazine right now. We have our issue out there, has Dr. Zanger and some wonderful student athletes out on it, and it's really, really proud of the magazine. Actually, looks really great this month. But we were talking with Stephen before he left, and I want to talk. Speaking of KU and student athletes, you guys have a great relationship and an ongoing relationship with KU. Let's talk about your relationship with kind of KU, the community, business leaders, because you guys really have been an integral part of our community for such a long time. So let's talk about all those things.
Yeah, I, you know, Haskell and KU grew up together. Mm-hmm. And, of course, everyone knows the achievements, the wonderful achievements of the University of Kansas academically and, of course, athletically. It's famous for that. Last year, we had the privilege and the honor to renew our MOU, our Memorandum of Understanding with the University of Kansas.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we've been they have been a long time and an excellent partner with Haskell Indian Nations University. It would be hard for me to say anything but good things about the University of Kansas and their relationship they have had with Haskell. Our memorandum with them establishes what we call the KU Haskell Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And that program is for Haskell students, gives us the ability to put KU classes on our course listing for our Haskell students. So while our students may be taking some of their classes at Haskell, there may be a class at KU that they need or they want to take that would be beneficial to their particular degree program. And they have the ability to do that as Haskell students.
Oh, that's great.
In addition to that, last year, KU opened up their library. And those of you familiar with that library know how wonderful
a
library it is.
It's a great library.
Opened that up to our students and staff. Our students and staff can use the KU library at any time just by showing our Haskell ID.
Oh, that's a great exchange. Wow, that's wonderful.
Just one of many benefits that we have had as a result of this, we've worked extensively with Dr. Fred Rodriguez in the Office of Diversity at KU. He's just been wonderful. And of course, we had a signing ceremony last year with Chancellor Gray Little. And appreciate so much the support KU shows to us and to our students. And what a benefit that is to our students. We currently have students who are involved in internships. While they're going to Haskell, they're involved in internships at the University of Kansas that is, again, going to be able to enhance their knowledge and their understanding of I'm more familiar with the natural sciences department that
when Steve was off air, his daughter, who is a junior at Haskell, was actually doing an internship. He said she didn't want to hear about it, but she's doing an internship up at the Natural History Museum.
Yes, she is.
Which is great. That's an amazing place.
Every time I see her, that's all I hear about.
Yeah,
what she's doing and how exciting it is. And she is just thrilled with the opportunity. This summer, she had the opportunity through the RISE program to go with other Haskell students and did research above 10,000 feet in the Rocky Mountains near Durango, Colorado.
Oh, that's had great.
Had the experience of her life, but in addition to that, actually learned hands-on what it takes to do research.
That's, I mean, because the having your children get engaged and enjoy learning and stuff like that, I mean, there's nothing more exciting as a parent. So having your daughter go through Haskell and having this experience and being able mm-hmm. to have this exchange with KU must be really thrilling personally.
Well, and of course many of our students mm-hmm. upon receiving their degree at Haskell will move on to KU, mm-hmm. Do their master's study there or their terminal degrees at KU. So KU has been such a great resource for us in so many ways.
That's great.
There'd be too many to know.
Well, on a personal note, when I was at KU, I worked with the athletic program and the track program. Mm-hmm. And every year we used to have a meet with Haskell with junior colleges. We always hosted a track meet for Haskell and stuff because of and that was always a lot of fun. And we had all this huge meet, and it was always a lot of fun up there with Haskell and got to meet a lot of the students then, and they were very engaging at that time. And that was a long time ago.
Absolutely. And, you know, there is still that relationship mm-hmm. In the athletic department with Haskell's athletic department.
Well, and one of your famous alumni, Billy Mills, we were talking about him. He still comes back to Haskell and is involved. I know with some things that happened at Haskell, but I was telling him my father was one of the assistant coaches when Billy Mills was running up at KU because my father had been on the cross country team, was a champion there, and he's a quite a remarkable alumni to have.
Well, he's in addition to being a tremendous athlete, he's even a more tremendous person.
Yes,
as a person. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mills does so much to reach out to those who are in need and supporting our Native American people. And, of course, he's involved many years with the International Olympic Committee. And our youngest students know who Billy Mills is. He is a living legend to us.
And he is quite, as you said, a great. He has done a lot. He's an incredible athlete, but he's used that to really help and further things because of his notoriety, being able to really – he's a very moving person to talk to. And that one of the things that you were saying, too, is with, you know, your different alumni, but then also how you work in with Lawrence, because you have a great relationship, this expanding relationship with KU, which is wonderful and a great for your students. But you guys are also very involved. You're saying you guys work with the chamber and you work with a lot of the businesses. So let's talk about a few of those relationships here.
Yes, sure. Of course, Haskell has a ex officio seat on the board of directors of the Lawrence Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Redmond and I attend the meetings. Matter of fact, there's a meeting tomorrow night, their annual meeting. Looking forward to that. That's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll be there.
But we have that relationship there. Very excited about opportunities and expanding economic development in Lawrence that you see being driven by the Lawrence Chamber of Commerce. We also do business in Lawrence to a great degree in so many ways, from lodging for different events that we have, and there's always some type of event that's going on at Haskell that requires catering and different things. I've got in front of me a copy of our annual report, of course, which was printed here by a local business in Lawrence, and all of these things. It's been a while since we've done an economic impact study, but the last one we did indicated the money's coming to Haskell. 80 to 85% of that money's going back into this community, and we have employees. We have 215 employees.
Oh yes,
and those employees, of course, many of them, probably the majority of them, live in Lawrence or very near to Lawrence. So you know, those dollars for housing, for food, for everything else, you know, that's going back into this community and having an impact on our local businesses.
Well, you were also saying you have a great relationship with some of the merchants around town that have really been supportive and have helped you with different things. You said you have just a great relationship, you were saying, with Walmart here.
Well, actually, in addition to the Walmart, Bob Catlin, the manager out there, who's just been so supportive of Haskell, and we consider him a friend. Walmart Corporate is our friend also.
And that's good.
And what we're seeing happening each year or each semester, Walmart Corporate from Arkansas will send out representatives from their corporate office along with other store managers to Haskell, and we will conduct a day-long mock interviews for our students, especially those who are getting ready to graduate. It's an exciting day because we get to see all of our students in their suit and ties and their finest, and they're coming to be interviewed by a corporate officer of Walmart, and then they are critiqued, given feedback,
they can help really improve. It's a real working group for them.
It is, and we are so appreciative of Walmart, and we only see that relationship to continue to grow with them and be enhanced. This kind of started in the School of Business at Haskell, but now it's expanding. We have other students that want to get in on this. Mm-hmm. They want that opportunity to interview and be critiqued on how they did. So
that's great. Yeah. Now, do you have any other relationships like that with any other corporate entities, or is Walmart kind of your main one you're dealing with?
Well, at this time, Walmart is the main one.
Because you really can't go out and solicit those relationships. They kind of had to come to you.
They come to us. And it's a part of their outreach from a standpoint of diversity. You know, they want to reach out. The corporate office in Arkansas is, you know, this is an area of emphasis for them to reach out to populations that are underserved. and provide benefit to them. So we see that happening, and we're very appreciative of it. Our students as well, they, you know, it's all good for them.
No, that's great. It I would think it would be very good for them, and it's a great thing for Haskell and your students to be able to have that experience. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you too is, how has this population of your students, you say you have around 800 to 900 students, has that grown over the years? Has that been pretty consistent, or has that changed?
That stayed about the same. There's been some semesters we've had as many as 1,000, but you know, that's about that number. Haskell doesn't really need to recruit, so to speak. People do go to conferences or go to different areas to recruit, so to
awareness
speak.
Awareness kind of.
Awareness kind of, but generally we have a waiting list of students.
What is the criteria for students to be, other than, you know, they have to be part of a, you know, you said registered with with one of the tribes, but what kind of criteria do you have for letting the students in?
Well, there are three criteria, and they have to be have a certain ranking in their high school senior class ranking, in addition to their ACT, SAT score has to be above a certain number. That doesn't mean that that's always the case, but those are the students that you're wanting to reach out to. And they have to write an essay.
Okay.
And that's submitted along with their application. And then they have to provide, you know, proof of enrollment in a federally recognized tribe. But if any of our listeners out there are interested, they can certainly call our admissions department. They can walk you through that.
And they also, I know that we'll put a link to from our site, too, from the LawrenceBusinessMagazine.com to the Haskell site. But Haskell's got a pretty easy site, Haskell.edu. It's a pretty easy site to find.
Right.
Has all that information and numbers and stuff on
that,
there.
That is. All that information is there.
And on, also on that site, we can also find different events and things that are happening at Haskell over the next year, and learn about some of those things. And this has been really interesting. You guys, I think that the business model and what you guys have done up there at the university, it's really, we'll have to go to the powwow. I have not been to a powwow, I am going to come.
Then I personally am invited you.
I really
you
would love to. I'll bring
you
my
Steve,
son, I think. I'll bring my 9-year-old son. I think he would find that fascinating, too.
Absolutely.
It would be really great.
And I appreciate you having us on today. And I want to thank all of the business community in Lawrence. You know, we recognize Walmart for some of the things they're doing, but it isn't just them. It's all the business community that has just been great to us, and we appreciate all that they do for us, and we want to continue that strong and healthy relationship.
Well, thank you for bringing the students and the culture to Lawrence. I think the city is healthier for it, my opinion. And I just wanted to the positive impact that I think Haskell has been great, just having this diversity, these students coming here, and what you guys bring to the community. This has been very interesting. And I want to thank our listeners. And again, we'll make sure that you have links to your site from the LawrenceBusinessMagazine.com. Like us on Facebook for updates. Each Thursday at 9 a.m., we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. And thank you to Haskell University and Stephen Prue for being here. The Lawrence Business Magazine, every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. here on KLWN 1320, redefining the concept of business.
Thanks for listening to the Lawrence Business Magazine show. This is 1320 KLWN Lawrence.
Payless Furniture in Lawrence is having a year-end furniture and mattress clearance. We must make room. Payless has bonded leather sofas from $299. Love seats, $80.